Philip Semple Pierre, if these are in queue, today's date is?
2/22/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Paul Alvarado. Alvarado spells A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. Paul spells P-A-U-L. Date of birth is 08/03/1972. This is a 52-year-old gentleman here for a physical examination, a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has long history of diabetes, type 2, hypertension, morbid obesity, vitamin D deficiency, hypercholesterolemia, erectile dysfunction. Here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, he states, since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And that today states that he recently visited some of his close relatives, including a brother who was diagnosed with renal cell carcinoma, and say that there are two other family members with the similar diagnosis. He said that since he visited his brother with that diagnosis, he felt some discomfort in his flank and abdominal region. I would like to have him evaluated, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. Obese gentleman in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Room air blood pressure is 169/90. Repeat blood pressure is 157/85. Pulse 82. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort. No adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral. Is this 1+ peripheral edema? Pitting edema. 1+ pitting edema in his lower extremities. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, no tenderness to palpation, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves, 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is distended abdomen. Number 2 is diabetes type 2. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is morbid obesity. Number 5 is vitamin D deficiency. Number 6 is hypercholesterolemia. Number 7 is erectile dysfunction. Period. Next paragraph. Patient ultrasound was done of patient's abdomen. Ultrasound of his kidney was unremarkable. No abnormality noticed. However, patient would like to have a CT scan of his chest, of his abdomen. He indicated that that's the only study that revealed his brother's cancer. He was given a requisition to have this study done. He was advised to call his carrier to make sure the clinic that he's going to have the study done is within their network. He says, you understand, and will comply. Next paragraph. Patient's medication will refill as follows. Vitamin D, 350,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 9 days. Number 12, next medication, sildenafil. 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, testosterone, 200/mL. 1 mL IM weekly for 90 days. Number 12, next medication, metformin, 1,000 milligrams. 1 PO BID for 9 days. Number 180, next medication, Ozempic, 2/3 mL. And be 2 milligrams subcutaneous weekly for 90 days. Next medication, simvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, lisinopril, 30 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.